Bill the Bastard, written by Roland Perry and read by David Tredinnick. Turks ran from every direction, but were kept at bay by the four troopers who fired their revolvers at the encroaching shadows in the now thin, occasional moonlight. Shanahan urged the horse on. Bill dug his hooves into the sand and began to canter, which was just about the limit of his pace at first. The two men straddling Bill's massive hindquarters hung on and managed to aim revolvers at the Turks following on foot. Their aim was not steady, but their firing had the desired effect of making their pursuers cautious. They soon fell back, unable to keep pace as Bill reached a rise and bounded down the other side. He ploughed on, digging hard and groaning with every stride in the soft sand.
"Go, Bill! Go, Cobber!"
Shanahan encouraged him as they reached a less undulating run of 2 kilometres. They heard the pounding hooves of a horseman following, then another.
"Are they ours?" Shanahan asked anxiously. "Dunno!"
one of the troopers called as they squinted into the blackness. Artillery fire lit up the sky, and 4 horsemen could be seen in hot pursuit.
"Might be Turks," one of the troopers said. "We can't outrun them, boys," Shanahan said, "so let them get closer and then shoot. Aim well."
It was a tall order, given that the 4 troopers were hanging on gamely to courageous Bill, who was frothing at the mouth so hard that the wind was spraying it back towards them as he pounded on.
"Which troop are you with?"
one of the light horsemen on Bill's rump challenged as a pursuing horse was within 20 metres. The answer came swiftly when a bullet hit the sand and sent phosphorus light searing across in front of them.
"Get him!"
Shanahan ordered. The trooper fired and missed, but the pursuer dropped back when 2 more bullets whizzed by him from the others on Bill. He stopped, turned, and disappeared into the gloom. Soon, all 4 Turkish attackers, who had commandeered Australian mounts after massacring the Tasmanian troopers, dropped back. Bill had a clear run now as he built to a fast clip on the last kilometre into the Australian headquarters at the village of Etmalaya, 1 kilometre in front of Romani. 100 metres out, Shanahan slowed Bill to a stop and let the 4 troopers dismount. Each one patted or hugged Bill. He wasn't used to such enthusiastic human affection, but was too fatigued to object. Each trooper thanked and praised Bill, aware that the mighty steed had saved them when all seemed lost.